we start the booth?
Welcome to
St. Pancras
International.
Oh, no, it's rubbish.
Ken Newman's still again.
Announcement.
Kea.
Kea.
Please take Kea.
Who's Kea?
Kea. I don't know. You've got to take him.
Yeah, you sure it's a him?
Well, I don't know. Could be a girl.
Kea.
Yeah. A girl.
A girl.
Please take Kea. Actually, I might get beaten up saying that here.
A girl? Is that something a fish has?
No, a girl.
A girl.
How do you spell girl?
Find right, friend.
G-E-R-W-L. No, G-E-R. Girl.
This area in here.
G-E-R-O-W. Yeah, I know, because then that'd be Gero.
When you've quite friend. This area in here was originally meant to have a farmer's market.
A marmot's farket.
That sounds very rude.
It does, doesn't it? It's not, but it sounds rude.
And we are... I'm ignoring you. And we are...
you're laughing.
And we are underneath the platforms used for the Kent domestics.
There it is.
Which...
what's
also,
that all about?
Also used... which is basically the javelin service during the Olympics.
Javelin service?
Did you not know about the javelin service? Okay.
So instead of trains, they had javelins or something?
Yeah, they did. I think fans might want to spend. Would you object to me going and spending it?
Where?
Just outside. He knows where he's going.
Oh, okay. Where do I go then?
Stand second fans. Just come back. The sort of pillory thing here. You're going to be pilloried.
I don't want to be pilloried, no.
I'll be
thinking about the mama's farket. Hello. Hello.
He's not very good at finding you.
No.
Come on, Vance.
Good point.
So which bit of St. Pancras are we at now?
We are near the Kent domestic platforms.
I still think the Marmer's far kick sounds far better.
It's the basically the most line of the park set is now the Ashford and the Post.
Cashford and the Oast.
You don't be silly.
Why not?
Come on.
It makes you laugh.
Come on. Are we going or not?
In 2 seconds, yeah.
2 seconds. Right, Vance, can you find the escalator, please? Find the escalator. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Steady, though. No. Where's the escalator? Stand. Let me just check it's going the right way. That's a stair. It's not going anywhere. Find the escalator.
Well, why don't we just... Hang on. Yes. Is there another
Nope. Well, not for a bit, anyway.
That was great. That's a great noise, isn't it? When someone has a suitcase and he goes... You just elbowed me in the boob. Yeah. I bet Vooville knows we're completely insane, anyway.
Well, they should do by now, really.
Why are we going at, like, 50 miles an hour?
Vance, don't go at 50 miles an hour. Try 60.
No.
So this, dearest fee, is called the Northern Ticket Hall.
The Northern what? Ticket Hall?
Yep.
And it was the tour, the Nicket Hall.
And it was opened fairly recently, actually.
We were at the opening of this as well.
Shut up. Right, Vance, can you find the gate, please?
I bet that means you were.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, did you cry?
Stop it, you. Trouble you are.
Trouble.
And the gate house. You're a good boy, Vance. You're remembering which gate is in.
That is a proper robot voice.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. He's just trying to find the way. It's further down.
Oh, right, yeah.
Come on, man.
You're right if you're going through, right?
Yeah, we'll be all right. Yeah. Thank you.
Just wait, man. Wait.
There is lift access down the platforms.
That's fine. I know. Yep. We're
okay, thank you.
Thanks very
Thanks.
Much.
Fine ride, Vance.
We'll go for the lift, then.
Why not?
What's the cut-off on an Oyster card? For a day, in a day.
The price of the sample card is for the zones it used.
So, yours will cut off on a zones 1 to 4 travel card.
Oh, zone 1's expensive one, isn't it?
No, on its own. Well, kind of them to wait for us. It's one of those days, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm in a fantastic mood.
Yeah. You are.
You seem to be. Grudgingly.
Well, begrudgingly in a fantastic mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that work?
It does for you, somehow, yes. Only you could pull that off.
Yeah, amazing.
You're amazing.
Am I?
I'm drunk.
Oh, that's why you're so happy, I forgot.
I'm going to get more drunk at the restaurant.
She's only had one glass of champagne.
Yeah, but it was good, wasn't it?
It wasn't even on an empty stomach.
No.
You've eaten the most enormous baguette in the world.
Well, most of it. There's still a bit left. Just in case I fancy a little snack on the way home, you know.
Yeah.
After a huge meal that we're about to have.
Yes.
Robert,
are we having a huge meal?
Yeah. Are we having starters? We had starters when we first met.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We had starters when we first met, Robert.
I'll let you press the button, actually, because I'll press
the button. Do not stop the doors. Call accepted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
That's loud.
Yeah.
Wow.
To interchange level.
Actually, I couldn't press the wrong one because there's only two places.
There is only two places.
Yeah, there is only two places. Yeah.
Love to grandma, bro.
I know, I don't know what's happened to my grandma.
Level.
I used to be able to speak. Forward, Vance. Let's go.
Not when I knew you.
No, well, you haven't known me that long. Stay on, Vance. I think we'll take a
I've known you. I've vaguely known you at least for about a year.
All right, come on. Let's go, Handy. I know, Vance. We're going a different way today. We're going to the northern line. Steady.
We'll go for the escalator, stand.
Escalator, escalator.
Stand, Vance, stand.
Okay. There it is.
Hang on, I'm not ready yet.
I know you're not.
Okay. That's a nuanced voice, it's not even a real person.
No, it's not, it's using text to speech.
I know. That's a bit cheap, isn't it?
Quite good. I think they're trialling it here to be able to use elsewhere. I think it's a really good idea.
Do you? Why?
Because then they can effectively do any message without having to employ staff to do
it. Yeah, but it's better to employ staff. No, they get jobs then.
But in a world where actually they're having to cut down on the number of staff they're using, it's better that they use that to have announcements at stations and not have announcements.
Suppose.
We can justify, if this kind of system works, we can theoretically have announcements anywhere.
Suppose so.
I think it's really good.
I think it'd be better to employ voiceover artists, especially if I could do it.
Oh, I see. Don't worry about it. I think it's easy, exactly passage. I haven't been down this passageway before, have you? I think we're coming to some stairs.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Stop staring.
We might be going down the up, but never mind.
Down the up?
Down the up.
What do you mean? How does that make sense?
Well, I think you're probably meant to go on the left-hand side on the way down.
Oh.
You know, as in we're going down the wrong side.
Oh, down the up. You do talk nonsense, don't you?
Hold on.
You really do. Yeah, you do.
Hang on, I need to just check. Fancy Victor. Stand there.
What was he doing?
I'm training it, but I don't want to get on it because it's going the wrong way.
Please. Where are we going?
Thank you.
I don't think this text of speech is that clear when it's noisy.
You know,
No, I don't. And that's me being used to screen readers.
Yeah. And it's quite slow on it.
It's a bit choppy. There is a good service operating. It just sounds a bit choppy and like a breaking up mobile phone.
Yeah.
It's not good enough quality to my ears.
Yeah, there probably are better ones available.
Other text-to-speech voices are available.
Yeah.
A la BBC. I'm sitting on a southbound train, staring at the sky. I'm thinking of my childhood and I'm trying not to
die.
I see what you mean. It's
awful.
I don't get paid enough for that one, have I?
It's dreadful. And the intonation's all wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, it's not a very good example of text to speech, really.
No.
But I think the idea of having it is good. So.
Yeah, if they did it properly, but they won't. They'll do it on the cheap, like everything.
Well,
privatised.
Hey, no, hang on a moment. I think that's probably a bit unfair.
Apart from Virgin.
The cheap is privatised, anyway.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Who owns it, then?
Well, TfL run it. London Underground, limited, I suppose.
Well, they're a limited, then. They're a company.
Yes, but it's run by the mayor. I'm going one stop, please.
Okay, so we'll stand up then.
We'll stand up, yeah.
I bet they've got, if they're limited though, they've got shareholders, haven't they? Mayor holders and shareholders.
Come on, fans.
I am very silly.
You are.
That's why you love me, one of the reasons. Isn't it?
It is. One of them. Silly.
Look
and work out where other people are going. They're going through a hole in the wall.
While you were outside with Vance at St Pancras, I had somebody ask me if I had any money to help them find somewhere to sleep at night tonight, and I just said no, sorry. Because the thing is, you just don't know. Especially, you know, I can't see them as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right, stand there, Vance, we're going for an escalator fee.
Hang on. Let me swap everything into the other hand.
We're fine, there's no rush because I think there are two going up, so...
Okay.
You ready?
Yep. Was a weird escalator.
Wait, what way?
Well, it was very long at the ends.
Yeah, it's quite good actually. There'll be another one in a sec.
Oh.
I didn't arrive. I mean, I didn't see on Friday. I
think the next one is the longest escalator on London Underground.
Escalator?
The longest escalator on London Underground. I think it was actually the longest in Europe or something like that. It's very long, anyway. Because basically the northern eye is quite deep.
Yeah.
And we're underneath a hill.
Oh.
Stand. Wait.
Hold on.
Hey,
I've got it, yeah. I've got it.
Longest escalator in the UK, at least.
That is very long.
It was quite a long way, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The door, no, not the door, the thing, man.
The thing. Gate.
The gate, that's the word I'm looking for, gate. Stand, man. Let's wait there. Whilst I stop the boo and find the app.
Blind square.
Well, I need to find the main.